it reminds all of us of our lack of control. And I think that's why it's so terrifying.
When Michelle Cushett learned she was facing a cancer diagnosis, it was natural to have a certain level of fear. But remembering just who is in control of our lives provided her some comfort. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Michelle shares her journey.
Cancer is one of those words that when people hear it, they almost immediately have a physical response to it. They feel fear, their heart rate increases, their throat tightens up. There's very few people that have not been affected by cancer in some way, whether themselves or a loved one or a friend or a neighbor or whatever. And because of the nature of it, how unpredictable and uncontrollable it is in so many ways, it reminds all of us of our lack of control. And I think that's why it's so terrifying for us, is that as much as we like to fool ourselves into thinking that we're in control, we're not. We're not.
And really trusting God can totally change your perspective.
It has squarely taken me off the throne of my own life. It has removed me out of the driver's seat of my own life, because I'm a hardcore type A overachiever perfectionist who loves to be in control of her life. And going through cancer three times has told me, nope, there's really only one person who's sovereign, only one. And you need to decide what you want to do with him.
No matter what it is that you might be facing today, remember the one who is in control, God. He is sovereign. He loves you, and he will give you peace when you ask. You need some encouragement in your life journey? Go to CRU.org. That's CRU.org.